Today's daf is Masechet Shabbos, daf Kuf Kaf Ches. We have a new Mishnah on Amud Beis that teaches a halacha about the permissibility of a woman to nurse her child. Comes Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah and asks, when is this permitted? He says, when the child picks up one foot and puts down one foot by himself. But if the child dragged both of his feet, it would be prohibited, it would be asur. Rashi explains, because in that case, it would be like the child is actually being carried, Mishus Rabim, which is problematic. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Ches, Halacha Tez Zayin, has the following language: Va'isha madadas bena, bizman shenotel achas umeniach achas. Woman, mother may nurse her son, her child, in a time during a situation where the child is bearing his weight on one of the legs. Shenotel achas umeniach achas, which means the child is categorized as a holech venosei satzman. The child can carry himself, walk. Shulchan Aruch Shin Ches Mem Aleph brings this as well. Now, if the child needs to be dragged, as the Mishnah explained, then it will be prohibited, because that child would essentially be being carried. This is true even in a karmelis, which is a lower level type of rishus, or lower type of domain, not on the level of rishus Rabim. The Magen Avraham, Sivkatan Ayin Aleph, brings, even though it would be a shvus to shvus, so Durabanan, because Carmelis is not Rishus Rabbim mentioned, carrying the child is rabbinic. On a Torah level, one may carry this child, but Midrabanan it's not. So the Magen Avraham says, we're machmer, even in that case, even when it's two Durabanans, it's still forbidden. Now, the poskim point out that since we don't have Bizman Azeh, true Rishus Rabbim, there will be a workaround through having a Gentile to assist. There were some poskim who argue with this Magen Avraham, but that did not become the mainstream psak. So this has relevance in cases where a child is ill and cannot walk for one reason or another, but the child knows how to walk. So if the child knows how to walk, that child may be carried on Shabbos, even Rishus Rabim, because a Chai Nosei Satzman will be carried on a Torah level. The Rabbanan, it was the Rabbanan, as we mentioned, that prohibited it. And here, it's a case of a Chola Sheim Bosakan, this child is not Chas V'Shalom deathly ill. Otherwise, we would be allowed to do whatever we needed to do. Here we're talking about a child who has some kind of illness, needs to get to the doctor. And we're talking about a Shvus Durabanan. So Shvus Durabanan is permitted. And the Ramah writes in Shin Kav Ches Yud Zayin. So then in a Karmelis, which is a lower level, one can be makel even with a child that doesn't have the ability or knowledge how to walk. And of course, in a Makom Sakana would be permitted as well. One may bring the child anyways. One should, however, be cautious that one is not carrying along with the child anything that isn't needed for the refuah purposes. All this, of course, is in a location where there's no Eruv. Taking one step back, if there was an Eruv, then you can carry. Taking one step back, even further, when it comes to babies and their needs, they are completely dependent and require tending to their needs and development at constant rate. So therefore, having a Gentile to do malach on behalf of the infant, whether it be in the case of the carrying without an Eruv, pushing in a stroller or food preparation that involves some type of malacha, would all be permitted by a Gentile. Malacha midrabanan. Rabbi Felder connects this, he said Yeshurun, Tzchelek Dalid, page Lamed Ches, connects this halacha to the Gemara in Yuma, Ein Chesem Beis, which says that on Yom Kippur, children do not fast or keep the other practices of the day, except for shoes, and the reason being the growth and development of the child is critical in those years and needs to be looked after. The halacha we see was sensitive and looking to respond to this point in every area of practice.